sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Connor and myself have another hour to go. It's packed. Mitch Holtis will join us momentarily, fingers crossed. Stephen M. Sipple joins us about 10, 12 after, fingers crossed. and then Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. We'll talk NFL with Vinny.
Thursday's a little more hit and miss because Sip, he likes to talk to everybody across Nebraska.
Yep, and he does an afternoon luncheon. As you mentioned, he goes all around the state, talks to Husker fans, and then they don't let him out of there when the deal's over. They want to chatter with him. Real quick, the Cubs of lineup has been set for today. Rizzo, Bryant, Murphy, Baez, Caratini, Bodie, Russell, Montgomery will start. He'll bat eighth, and Ian Happ playing center field. Joe Maddon left the starting pitchers at home. They did not make the trip. Why should they? It was a good idea. Mitch Holtis got another trip to make this week as the Chiefs, you can hear the game here, head to the Steel City to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Mitch joins us. Mitch, Trent, and Ken, how are you?
Doing great. Hey, you win a division game on the road. Yeah. You're 17-2 in the last 19 games in the division, although nobody even mentions that. But that's okay. Now you got to go play Pittsburgh again. Oh, you got to go do them on the road. Let's start road. Why not? Let's just do this. So.
You know, my biggest takeaway, and then there's so many plays that were made, and I'm sure we'll get to a few of them in a minute, that they were remarkable. The cheetah was unbelievable. Mitch, yeah. You know, the fan base was unbelievable. When they would scan the stadium, the 30,000 or whatever the number that was there, Mitch, it was a sea of red, as you well know.
Truthfully, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the Charger players. This move by the Spanos family, I think it just seems so out of sync. And that it becomes a gathering place for Chiefs fans within 400 miles. We've seen that. When the Chiefs play the Steelers or Packers at Arrowhead, it's the same thing, or try to be. Not quite the same thing. It's not half the stadium. But people who are Steeler fans from Oskaloosa, Iowa, will come to that game. Well, it's the same thing. There's so many Chiefs fans on the West Coast. Even if they live in NoCal, they're going, we're going to go to that Charger game because we can get tickets, and it's a 27,000-seat stadium. And there'll be 25,000 people there, and 12,500 will be Chiefs fans. I mean, it's just really an really odd perspective, but hey, okay for the Chiefs. But and yes, it was. I think it was over half Chiefs fans.
You know, Mitch. With that being said, Oakland will be moving their way to Vegas, and it's going to be a scaled up version, 65,000. But we were talking about that the other day. Now the Chiefs will be different because they'll be playing there yearly, but. You know, around here, when the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings go out there once every 6 years, you got to figure it's going to be more than half of the stadium that are going to make their way to Vegas. Short-sighted maybe from the Raiders' perspective, too?
I think so. And it's, you know, so the stadium issue in Oakland, but come on, you can't get that figured out.
Really?
I mean, the A's are still going to be there. It's like, and so going to Vegas looks glitzy and cool, but... I'm with you, Trent. I think it's going to be a pilgrimage for the opposing team all the time, even with the division opponents. For the Chiefs fans, are you kidding? They're going to get to go to Vegas and watch the Chiefs every year and go to Vegas? It'll be a circle your calendar deal. I mean, you know, in a smaller sense, I'm a Northwestern fan. In Nebraska, Iowa, I was at the Iowa game last year. It becomes a Chicago alumni reunion for that team. So it's similar, same kind of concept, but I don't know. If I was the Raiders, I wouldn't do it.
More pumped up, Mitch Holtis, watching Tyreek Hill run away from Charger after Charger or the Shermanator taking 136 yards and going the distance.
I don't know. Heck, I mean, euphoria and ecstasy, can you define between the two? It's the same. There is no differentiation. And I had to apologize for the Shermanator. He's the sausage, you know. And to get a 36-yard play where his previous long in an 8-year career was 14,
wow.
It was, I just said the sausage. And, you know, sausage is for everybody, the sweet nectar of the end zone. I saw him after the game, and I said, your great-grandkids will listen to that in whatever form we're listening to audio at that time. And they're going to say, he didn't even say your name, Grandpa. I said, yeah, I know, he's crazy. But and then the sausage's reply was, they all know who I am. He's an unbelievably great dude. Tyreek Hill was incredible, as you've alluded to, but Patrick Mahomes, I mean, wow. The play, there's two plays that come to mind here. The 58-yard slant. It's a run-pass option. He has to make a split decision. He does, and Perryman, the linebacker, is right on him. He drops his shoulder and throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right on target to a slanting fastest guy in the NFL, Tyreek Hill. In watching it on tape, and I've alluded this to you guys through our training camp reports, I'm looking at the tape. I look it over again. I look it over again. Honestly, the Chargers, I don't think there's anything they could have done better defensively. The other play that comes to mind, game's kind of starting to flip here a little bit. Third and 14 for the Chiefs at their own 11. Now think of that scenario. Chiefs are ahead, but the Chargers are getting the momentum shifted. Third and 14 at their own 11. You know the Chargers are thinking, this is good. This is good. We're going to run a draw or screen. Mahomes gets pressured. He breaks away. He's running parallel to the line of scrimmage, so he does not cross it. He drops his arm down and throws it 30 yards in the air on a strike to Hill, who's in between zone coverages, and it's a completion. Now, I'm going to tell you who's really good for the Chargers is Iowa Hawkeye Desmond King. Mm. I wish the Chiefs had that guy. He had a great game against the Chiefs. But on the tape, he and Derwin James, their rookie safety from Florida State, just throw their arms up like, well, what are we supposed to do? They look at the sideline like, really? What are we supposed to do? They had the right coverage. They had pressure, third and 14 from the 11. It's a 30-yard gain. I mean, when you make plays like that, you actually kind of steal the psyche of the other team.
Speaking of former Hawkeyes, Anthony Hitchens, as advertised, 15 tackles in the game. What'd you see out of the Hitman Hitch?
First day since he got here, the dude has made a huge impression on everybody. He's got an infectious attitude. Plus, his attacking. He is a shot of adrenaline to this defense. Now, the back end, we know there's work to do back there, and they're going to get tested. Here comes Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster and everybody else that Big Ben can find. However, Big Ben has beaten the Chiefs. I know you're getting to this, but they've controlled the line of scrimmage in the last two games. Last three. Like, we have the line of scrimmage. We're just going to mess around here, and we're going to get anything we want. Hitchens changes that because he's playing downhill with quickness, and he's intelligent. I think he's the biggest different weapon that the Chiefs will take into this game and gives them a chance to win on Sunday.
Mitch Holtis is our guest. Mitch, my last thing for you, the division overall, I'm not sure if you stayed up late and watched the Raiders. They had a good first half, as I'm sure you know, and let it get away in the second half. You saw the Chargers in person. Broncos, Case Keenum tried to give threw three picks. There's a lot of talk. This division is wide open. Chargers can't stop anybody. I was kind of, in that camp thinking they had a Big 12 defense. And a great offense, but boy, after 1 week, it certainly looks as though the Chiefs have climbed to the top of that division as far as the team to beat again. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. Now, this goes week to week, right?
Sure.
The NFL, this thing can look way different in 3 weeks than it does now. However, the Chiefs were the only team that were asked to start on the road. All of those teams you mentioned started home, home, mm-hmm. and home. That was a good win for the Broncos and Case Keenum to beat Seattle at any time. Is a good win. I know it was a slug it out back and forth. There were turnovers, whatever. The Raiders came out like a ball of fire. They were on a mission to try to win that game too. And then, I mean, the Rams just completely unraveled them in the second half. When you look at all four teams, at least after 1 week, and you've got a road division victory, which really counts like 1.5 wins, you've got to put that Chiefs in the category. But now everybody's kind of waiting again. Like, no, well, they go to Pittsburgh, which is a place they never win. Chiefs haven't won there since 1986.
Wow.
So they're like, call me next Monday. That's what everybody's thinking of, at least the Chiefs doubters.
Let's talk a little bit about our friends at Papa John, shall we?
Ooh, shall we?
It's
I
a
would
new
like
month.
To because new month, new special, new everything. They got a couple things going on. There's the new Italian Hero Pizza. This is brand new, just off the shelf. The Donaldsons brought this out of R&D, only $10. New Italian Hero Pizza for just $10. Also, they start their JDRF fundraiser. Talked about their Leukemia Lymphoma Society work. They've got a large two-topping and a bread side for $13.99, and then $1 donated to JDRF for each special sold. They have been terrific for both of those endeavors in Iowa and in Des Moines, but this is the September month for the JDRF special. So you get great product, but you're also helping a great cause. Appreciate the Donaldsons and everybody at Papa John's.
Absolutely. You get to stay home next weekend, Mitch Holtis. We'll talk to you before the Niners week. Thank you.
Do the Broncos get four more games at home? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, just, I know. I won't, yeah. 2 weeks. We're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but then your next trip is to Denver, just so you know.
Oh, that's right.
Monday
I'm taking it a week
football.
At a time. I don't even know. Hey, we take this one week at a time. We don't even know who we play next week.
Attaboy. Right. Good to talk to you, Mitch. See ya. Mitch Holmes, voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs play here all season long. Home and away, 1700 KBGG. Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us. We'll find out more about the quarterback, Sip. Good to talk to you, Stephen M. Sipple. How are you, first of all?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing okay. You know, the Colorado game was, it was different, right? If you're a Nebraska fan, it didn't go your way and there's no moral victory, Sip. I'll say this, it seemed different and I watched a lot of that game until the Cy-Hawk game, took over on my television. I watched a ton of Colorado, who I'm impressed with, by the way, and Nebraska. This is a different Nebraska football team, I think, in a lot of ways. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, it's pretty discerning from your part, since you're pretty far away from it. And that's pretty good that you picked up on that. Yeah, it's a very kind of strange conversation here this week. Because, you know, they lost. They lost the game. It was a tough loss. But you're absolutely right. I mean, where I noticed it most, well, at quarterback and defense were the biggest things. The defense really played fast. And that was different. Obviously, they were so bad on defense last year. They had to, you know, the defense was ranked last in the Big Ten last year. I think they're 100th nationally in total defense. And then last week, you know, Colorado had some success, particularly throwing it through for 351 yards. But you saw it, 7 sacks. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's half as many. 7 sacks is half as many as Nebraska had last year. 14 tackles for loss is a third of how many they had last year. A third. So yeah, I mean it looked way different. And then you do have a quarterback now. You also have Pert quarterback.
Right.
So that's the big storyline. You have a storyline here right now.
You know, one of the questions that I have had about Scott Frost, it's not that I don't think he's a good coach and he's going to do a good job there, but the fan base and how patient they're going to be going forward. Even in a loss, you mentioned the positives, and you continue to hear that. Does it feel like the fan base is going to understand there is a learning curve here? It is going to take a while to get to the levels that they saw before, and if anybody's going to get time to do it, it is Scott Frost.
I absolutely think that. I mean, I think the vast majority will be very patient. I think he has a long runway here for sure. Now, again, a lot of the conversations here, I got to tell you guys, are a little complicated. And you could say, well, that's just because it's you. Everything's complicated. But it's not. It's not. It's a little complicated. And what am I talking about in this case? Well, you know, Nebraska's lost 7 of its last 8 games. You know, I mean, when you look back to last year, Nebraska's lost 7 of 8 and 5 in a row. You can't really ignore it. Now, some people kind of do ignore it. They'll say it's a new organization. You know, it's a new program. You can't look at it that way. But at some point, you know, there's 80 players that were involved in that last year. So what I'm kind of telling you is they need a win. I mean, they need a win against Troy tomorrow, or Saturday, excuse me. They need to beat that team because after that, the stretch is hard. I mean, they go to Michigan after that. They play Purdue at home. Then they go to Wisconsin. They play Northwestern at Northwestern. So they got to start winning games now.
Hmm.
So it's kind of weird, isn't it? It's kind
yeah,
of a weird conversation.
I guess I didn't realize 7 out of the last 8 did not go their way. That's a good number, Sip. Well, not if you're a Nebraska fan, but it's a good number just because we didn't realize it was that lopsided, perhaps. But Adrian Martinez, he looked legit, Sip. It's the only time anybody's ever seen him because the Akron game didn't get underway with the exception of the kickoff. What is his status going to be? Can he play? Should he play against Troy? What's the likelihood of that happening?
Well, let's get right down to it. He didn't practice in pads at all this week. They have, I don't know how they do it at Iowa, but at Nebraska, they do all their heavy lifting really Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They practice in pads, and they go at it pretty hard. Now, today, Thursday, they just have a walkthrough. And then tomorrow, it's light, too. They go pretty light on Friday, too. Adrian missed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He was held out of drills Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He did go through in shorts and a T-shirt some plays. You know, he walked through some stuff, was on the field at times. But, come on, I mean, you could almost say he didn't practice. So now what Scott said today is he'll probably go through warm-ups, and Scott might not decide until 2 minutes before the game who he goes to. Now, if it's not Adrian Martinez, it would be Andrew Bunch, a sophomore walk-on. I think that's what you're going to see. I don't think Adrian will play. I was a little surprised that Scott left open the possibility today or going so far as to say he'll suit him up and warm up. That could be a little bit of gamesmanship, keeping Troy off balance a little bit. I'd be surprised if Adrian plays at all, so you'll see Andrew Bunch as the starter.
How concerning is that with Troy coming to town? I know they were blown out at home to Boise, but Boise's putting points up and mm-hmm. yards up on everybody. It's a good program from the Sun Belt.
They don't duck anybody, Trent.
Yes. How concerned should Cornhusker fans be about the Troy Trojans coming to town?
Well, I mean, just really surface-level discussion. Troy is 22-6 in its last 28 games. That's pretty good, right? I mean, it's two-plus seasons. They're 22-6. They've won 23 of their last 29. You can't ignore that. You can't ignore the fact they went in to LSU last year and won handily. I mean, they were up 24-7 late in that game with 8 minutes to go. The stands were cleared out in Death Valley. So that gets your attention. The fact that they went to Clemson the year before and played Clemson close gets your attention. Now, they also lost a four-year starting quarterback. So they have a new starter. He's a junior. And he's a stationary guy. And Nebraska had 7 sacks last week. I think they could make things pretty tough on any stationary quarterback. And I do think Bunch is pretty good. Again, limited knowledge, limited firsthand knowledge because we haven't seen much of him. But I think Bunch could surprise people. He's a very mobile guy, strong arm, very confident.
What time is that game, Sip?
Saturday's game, 11 a.m. kickoff.
So Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska and Troy will be my flip back and forth, but mostly, obviously, Clones and the Sooners. Sip, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you coming on. We will we'll reconvene here in 7 days.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on. Stephen M. Sip, a Lincoln Journal star. You didn't see, I'm assuming, hardly. You were tailgating. Was the game on at all and anywhere around
you? It was, yeah. I saw, I'm probably all told, 15, 20 plays.
Yeah. Chenault's special for Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a really good player. And you know what? So is Adrian Martinez, Trent. I mean, it was one game.
Yeah.
If you're a Husker fan, you can get excited, and I think it's legit.
Do you hold up physically?
Well, that's the question. He's a big kid, too. He's 220
big.
Pounds.
But that's a lot of pounding. And mm-hmm. that style of offense, by the time
he ran the ball 15 times.
Special, yeah. By the time he's a junior or senior, how many times has he been hit? If there is a substantial injury, they dodged a bullet. But you don't dodge a bullet. What does he come back like? That's the question I think that's always going to be out there. But a guy, I saw the highlights. You're right.
No, he's
special.
Gifted.
Yes.
We've got like, what, 30, 40 seconds before this. So let me run this by you real quick. They're going to replay. They're going to find they want to reschedule Akron. They may. So let's say that's one. Is Troy 2 wins I'm talking about? Trying to get them to 6.
They're not getting to 6.
Play along.
They're not getting to 6.
So do they beat Troy?
No.
Okay.
Not without Martinez.
Did they beat Michigan?
No.
Did they beat Purdue at home?
Yes.
There's 2. At Wisconsin?
No.
At Northwestern?
No.
Home to Minnesota?
No, maybe.
At Ohio State? Illinois? Michigan State? At Iowa? Not even close to six in the Trent Condon scale.
No.
We'll be back with Vinny Iyer Sporting News next. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Your home and away voice for UNI football, 1700 KBGG.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rush Nigget with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rush Nigget can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rush Nigget.
Join us for the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. Go to alz.org/walk to register for an event near you. Together, we can end Alzheimer's.
Hi, this is Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. My players know that I believe determination and strong will can lead to endless possibilities. For years, Iowa farmers have believed that also. The Iowa Hawkeyes are proud to celebrate Iowa farm families and healthy food choices they bring to our tables. Farmers are the backbone of this country. That's why our players are proud to wear the ANF logo on their helmets. It serves as a reminder to all of us that America needs farmers. With less than 5% of Iowans making a living off the land, farmers' dedication to bringing us food and energy has never been more important. Join the Hawkeyes and Iowa Farm Bureau as we celebrate America's farmers during ANF Game Day on September 22nd. You could win the ultimate ANF fan package, 4 reserve seats, sideline access, and an autographed football. To register, visit AmericaNeedsFarmers.org.
Sponsored by the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer, PT of Champions Recovery Room, will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
It's not too late to rent the Heritage Carousel for your late summer or fall outing. This is a one-of-a-kind venue that will keep your guests talking long after the party ends. We've hosted everything from birthday parties to rehearsal dinners. The Heritage Carousel is owned and operated by the Des Moines Carousel Foundation and is a not-for-profit organization. If you would like to have your next event at the Heritage Carousel, go to heritagecarousel.org for more information on renting the carousel.
This year, it's our year.
No. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Welcome back. As we promised, we're going to talk some NFL. One of our guys, Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News, he joins us. We'll recap. We'll take a look at, well, tonight's games, too, got a lot of intrigue, as I think this Baltimore team might be better than some anticipated, myself included, prior to the year. I know we get carried away on the Baltimore victory, but let's get Vinny Iyer's take on that and a whole bunch of other things pursuant to the NFL. Vinny, Trent Condon, Ken Miller in Des Moines. How are you, Vinny Iyer?
Good. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you coming on. So let's look back to week number one. And, you know, obviously the game that everybody remembers is Aaron Rodgers and what he was able to do to the Bears. If you're a Bears fan, is this, oh, hum, have you seen this before, business as usual? I knew that they were overhyped. It's going to be another bad year. Or do you draw some positives away of what you saw, even though it didn't turn out their way?
Well, I think you draw the positive that the old-school defense got better with Khalil Mack. We know that. He was a big impact player, fits perfectly in that scheme. But then the negative would be your offense couldn't quite finish the game. I think Jordan Howard looked fantastic in this new offense. It's going to be a very Jordan Howard-friendly offense. And really what the Bears probably learned is they can't put too much on Mitchell Trubisky right now. They have a lot of new weapons. It's fancy. They can do some things there with the Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Anthony Miller and Trey Burton, but all these guys are new to the offense, and they're also new to the quarterback. So there's going to be some growing pains, going to take some lumps. There's some inaccuracies, some missed guys there. So the Bears probably realized, okay, our defense is pretty good. We've got to finish games better with our running game, and I think that's what they're going to look at to become a better team going forward.
You'll get Khalil Mack out there a lot more. He'll be able to play more snaps. Excitement certainly there. On the other side, you have the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers doing his thing. Another comeback for the ages. Big touchdown late with just over 2 minutes to play. Yet the injury concern, as we go through this week, we've yet to see him practice. Do you think we're going to see him against the Vikings on Sunday?
I think we will. I mean, there are a lot of things there. I think it might be a different Aaron Rodgers where he may not be able to run around and make plays, but an Aaron Rodgers working on the shotgun and getting rid of the ball quickly and being a pocket passer is still better than about 90% of the passers in the NFL. So he's going to be out there. This is an important game for him. He knows it's an important game for his team. The season changed, albeit that game was in Minnesota when Anthony Barr came down on him. Yep. He wants to get out there and that changed the fortunes of this division. There's a great opportunity here to go 2-0, take control, get a leg up on the Vikings, and I think all that said, I mean, health is something they have to worry about, make sure he doesn't go out there and get hurt again, but we know Aaron Rodgers, who was able to come back and finish that game, has some time here to rest it. I think he'll be out there against Minnesota.
I want to talk about a quarterback that you saw in person last week, Vinny. You covered the Panthers and the Cowboys last week. And, you know, Dak Prescott's got one of those rookie deals that teams, if you got a quarterback that can play and he's on one of those rookie deals, you can at least for the time being spread your money around. It's kind of like the Seattle model before they had to pay Russell Wilson, etc. There's seemingly more arrows being shot at Dak Prescott for his play, perhaps, that it's not, you know, year one was so spectacular that maybe he just set the bar so high. But you saw him in person. When you see Dak Prescott, what do you see? Do you see a quarterback that's taking steps forward or kind of, you know, bogged down a little bit? What do you see in this Cowboys team and in particular their quarterback?
Well, the Cowboys have a habit of trying to get back into this formula that wins them games when they need to push forward sometimes. They can't just go back to, okay, we're going to play ball control, run a lot of Ezekiel Elliott, and we're going to run all over everyone we want to, and we're going to win games. That's not going to happen again because, first of all, everyone's kind of caught up to what they're doing, and ball control can only take so much. You've got to create opportunities for that ball control by being aggressive early in the game. And we really thought that this Cowboys offense, the whole plan without Des Bryant was going to be versatile and more aggressive. not focusing on one guy. And I think Dak did a little of that, but you got to throw the ball down, feel a little bit, be confident in Michael Gallup, use him as a deep threat here and there. Use Deontay Thompson if you need to. They just didn't throw the ball downfield. They were very predictable, very short passes underneath. Now, Dak probably missed some, but it gets harder when you don't have that downfield threat and you're not letting him just kind of freewheel a little bit the way that Russell Wilson does. You're just tampering with your whole offense. So I think with Dak Prescott, they need to take the reins off a little bit more. I think the rookie year, you didn't know what to expect when Tony Romo went down. So in that case, he was a bit of a wild card, and they wanted to see what he could do a little bit as a rookie. But as a veteran, they should be evolving with what they do around him, and that's not what you see.
Speaking of that division, Washington goes on the road, beats Arizona. They got the Colts coming in this week, certainly a chance to start 2-0. With Alex Smith at the helm and the calming influence that he is as that good veteran quarterback, could people be sleeping on this Washington team? Could this be maybe that surprise wild card entrant out of the NFC?
I don't think so. So because I look at the Cardinals, I think this is a very bad team.
Yeah.
And they're in transition. There's a lot of things that are wrong with them right now. Their defensive strengths are taken away as they adjust to a new scheme. Offensively, we saw they don't really have anything except Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson that they can trust. So we're going to take that with a grain of salt. But that said, 2-0 could be 2-0 here against the Colts. Also, a team with a weak defense, and that's a lot better than I thought they would be already. So when you look at that, I just don't think they're going to compete with the Eagles. Now, when you look at the difference between them and the Eagles, it's pretty stark in terms of the talent defensively, and I think that's the biggest difference. So they might finish second at this point with the Cowboys and Giants kind of struggling, and that might be their highest upside. But I really don't see any other team. Maybe 8 wins would be the best, but more in that 7-win range right now for anyone else in that division.
Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News covers the NFL as our guest. Vinny, as you know, after 2 games, and if there is an 0-2 start for, air quote, your team, you're going to be out there on the ledge. Is there a team that, you know, the Chargers, I don't think they'll start 0-2, but Atlanta could start 0-2. New Orleans could start 0-2. Is there a team that, you know, that didn't get off on the right foot, that's fan base is going to be apoplectic if for some reason the team that they thought was, you know, destined for the playoffs is off to an 0-2 start and really behind the 8-ball early?
Well, I'll throw a curveball at you with that one, and I'll say if they get off to an 0-1-1 start.
The Steelers.
The fan base is going to be pretty upset because, you know, after Thursday night, the Bengals or Ravens are going to be 2-0 and be in first place in the division and off and running here. The Ravens, I believe, play the Steelers in week 3, so there's a shot there. But if you get in to that matchup at 0-1-1 and say the Ravens win tonight as the favorite team and should win tonight, then you look at 2-0 there as a team that can suddenly put you away in the division. Because you look at 0-2-1 versus 3-0, that's a big hole to dig out of any time. And then the focus has been on Le'Veon Bell, not him being there, but he's not the problem. They had James Conner, and he did fine. He was very Bell-like at times. The question is going to be their defense. How does it hold up? And this week against the Chiefs, it's a very tough test. And the Chiefs' defense is not that good either, so it could be a lot of high scoring there in that game. But overall, one of these teams needs this game a lot more, and that's the Steelers.
You know, the Raiders, at least for a half, look like, hey, maybe this John Gruden guy, maybe he's got something up his sleeve. Of course, second half, it quickly dissipates, and they get run out of the building by the Rams. They go take on Denver this week, and you got Gruden already calling out his quarterback a little bit about not hitting Amari Cooper down the field. This Gruden experiment, him back in the league, are you a believer? Is this a train wreck that we're watching unfold in front of us? Your perspective, Vinny?
Well, it's funny because John Gruden is the guy that's responsible for trying to get Derek Carr up to speed. He should have looked at the tape the past 2 years and said, Derek Carr is not a finished product right now. He struggled. He's come off of a couple of injuries to kind of slow down his progress. What he found early, the success is gone. He had a guy like Michael Crabtree he could trust all over the field. In the red zone, a little bit of a possession receiver, really take pressure off Cooper on the other side. Now you have Jordy Nelson there, and he just can't run anymore. You just can't trust and believe that Jordy Nelson is going to be a threat if you're a defense. So it's easy to take Cooper out of the game, especially when you have good corners like Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. And I know he was open, and Cooper was open, but it was an extremely tough test in week one. He had to just stick with running the ball. I don't know why, in still a close game, that they decided, okay, we're trailing. Marshawn Lynch is out of here, when he was the best thing you were doing. And that's the thing. They pulled away from what they were doing. I think it's a team that should stick with the run. You look at their big offensive line, that's what they're built to do, pound away. If you're in a somewhat close game, 7-10 points down, I would still stick with the run, take pressure off your quarterback, and don't try to get too crazy with throwing downfield. So I think there's a lot of things. The worrisome part is I don't think he really knows his team very well in terms of what was wrong with them and what he's supposed to fix, because things that have happened, they're still strong in some areas, but you look weaker in other areas.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't get it fixed this week as a Denver fan. Last thing, Vinny. New England-Jacksonville, we saw this game last year, although the scene shifts to Jacksonville this week. It's a big spot. If I could only watch one, and thankfully that's not the case, this one might be the one that I focus in more, because I think that New England, one of these years, it's going to catch up with them, and I think the heir apparent in the AFC. The team to beat, in my opinion, is Jacksonville. That defense is absolutely legit. Is this the five-star game of the week, Vinny Iyer?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very good game. And if you like old-school football, that's what you're going to get. Bill Belichick is probably going to scheme a little bit better for what you saw from Doug Marrone in the playoffs, with ball control, using the run to throw on first down and set things up. And hopefully Leonard Fournette will be out there to make it a little bit better of a game. T.J. Yeldon can get the job done, but just not that scary home run hitter that way that Fournette is. So they're going to have to manage that. And on the other side, they're going to manage not having many wide receivers to throw to and them getting shut down and finding sources of offense. And Danny Amendola, who finally helped the Patriots break through that Jaguars defense, he's not going to be out there. So I figure you'll see a lot of James White, maybe. Rex Burkhead can play through the concussion, use him. Gronkowski, of course, creating a matchup nightmare against anybody. So those are the type of players that Tom Brady's going to get the job done with. But I expect a close, tight game. This Jaguars defense looks outstanding, maybe even better in some areas than last year. So I'm excited to see how this game progresses.
Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News. Vinny, thank you as always. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Vinny Iyer, Sporting News, as we talk NFL football. Trent, just real quick here in our final minute before we close out this segment, I want to save a few minutes to preview tonight, because I've got a wagering angle I want to run by you. I think this one might get your attention.
Perks my ears up whenever somebody brings that up.
Do you know what game has the most available tickets on? Is it StubHub that ESPN partners with, whatever ticket?
Oh, okay. Most available tickets.
Not the cheapest ticket. The cheapest get-in this week is the Rams hosting the Cardinals. You can get in for $12. But you know what? You know what game has the most available tickets?
Thinking of big buildings, Denver?
No.
This is
a division rival.
Division rival.
Yes.
Dolphins. Jets.
No.
Division. Texans, Titans.
No, you're getting closer.
Okay, in the South?
In the state of Texas. Am I narrowing it down? The Cowboys.
That's a huge building.
I get it, but this is the Cowboys and the Giants. You get in for $20.
They stink.
I agree with you. That's, I think, the reason that there's so many tickets. This is not going to be a good year for the Dallas Cowboys.
No.
And I think Garrett's going to get blown out, finally.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's been a long time coming. How that guy is still employed. With the talent that has gone through there, had the best offensive line of football 2 years ago,
right?
Hasn't been able to make it work. And what does he do? You look at a guy like Sean McVay, who is, I mean, just incredible.
Brilliant.
A brilliant mind. The weapons that they've had, the talent that they've had, the money that they have. America's team.
Yeah.
And Jason Garrett. Does he have pictures?
He must.
Does he? He has to have something on Jerry Jones.
Keep collecting
that $8 million a year.
The country. I don't see the country shedding a collective tear that the Cowboys are going
to be down. No.
We'll come back. We'll finish up the show. Trent and I are here until 2. Jimmy B and TC get you home from 4 until 6. All of our guests appear on the Dr. Stephen Fuller Family Dentistry Hotline. Two locations, 2822 East 29th Street in Des Moines and 410 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. Back to wrap things up. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Thinking about selling your home soon? Listen up, as this will save you big money. Charterhouse Real Estate is a full-service real estate firm that has eliminated the typical 6 or 7% commission structure that you are used to. We charge sellers $24.95 plus 3%. We know, math stinks, so think about it like this. If you were selling a $200,000 house, you would save roughly $3,500 with us versus a 6% commission. If your home is $400,000, the savings would be $9,500. The best part, you get the savings while still getting all the service. Professional photography, a short 3-month contract, social media marketing, sign and lockbox, all major real estate websites, and of course, your home will be on the MLS as well. Get it all and save money. We like the sound of that. Learn more at charterhouseiowa.com or search for us on Google. And while you're there, make sure to check out our hundreds of 5-star reviews. That's charterhouseiowa.com.
I'm so happy. Football's back. Fire up the grill and crack open a cold one, because it's time to celebrate with an Approved by Joe tailgate. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. This month, bring me your old car and score the nicer, newer ride you've been fantasizing about for just $10 down. Sack your old car and start driving a nicer, newer car of your dreams. Has the ref thrown a flag on your past credit problems? My one and only For the People credit approval process is the game changer you've been waiting for. We huddle up with the banks and lenders and call the audibles to get you approved and back in the game. Guaranteed. Stop driving a car you hate and punt it, and drive home a nicer, newer car today for just $10 down. I'm throwing a Hail Mary to make my month, and I need your help. Trade in your old car and drive for just $10 down. This is for a limited time, so get in here and score before the clock runs out. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com. ApprovedByJoe.com. www.ApprovedByJoe.com.
Terms subject to approval, some minimum requirements.
Looks like we have another contestant for Russian Roofer Roulette. Place your bet. Choose from unmet expectations, we overpromise and underdeliver, or we'll carelessly drag our ladder over your daffodils. Let's log on to Google and play.
I'm Ryan Johnson, owner of Wright Roofing. Before you play Russian Roofer Roulette, give us a call. Wright Roofing is one of the only local roofers with a 50-year warranty on both the shingles and the labor. So you know that when we roof it, we'll roof it once and we'll roof it right. For a warranty on materials and labor that's 5 times longer than most companies, call Wright Roofing at 515-729-0770, where we say you choose the color, we'll handle the rest. That's 729-0770, or find us online at rightroofing.com. That's rightroofing.com with an R.
Roof it once, roof it right. Right Roofing.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
Hello everybody, I'm Charles Esten. And when my daughter Addie was diagnosed with leukemia, it was the darkest day of our lives. But the Leukemia Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings light to that darkness. Light the Night walks are magical events of hope and illumination where thousands of patients, family, friends, and co-workers come together to raise money for the battle against blood cancers. My Addie is a survivor. Won't you join my grateful family and so many others in bringing light to the darkness of cancer at a Light the Night walk near you? Please visit lightthenight.org.
The Light the Night walk is Sunday, September the 30th at Principal Park. Registration starts at 5:30. The walk begins at 7:30. For more information, go to lls.org/Iowa.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? We'll find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Welcome back. Our final segment, a short segment before we get on out of here. Trent, I've been bragging all day. What a day. What an afternoon I have. You'll be slaving with Jimmy B. I'll be watching the Cubs and the Natties until I change the channel to Boston College and Wake Forest, which takes me right into the Bengals and the Ravens. It's good to be Ken this afternoon.
You got it set. Now, of course, you had your sandwich, as you always do, at about 12:55 today.
Yep.
Is this going to mean chicken wing kind of?
Now you know me very well. Actually, you gave me this little tout earlier in the week and I filed it away for today. I'm stopping at Wingstop.
You are. You're going to see Seneca.
Well, I don't know if I'll see him or not.
Probably not.
But I'm going to patronize his establishment, if you want to call it that.
Mix in a sale maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So yeah. What kind of wings did you get?
We got the garlic parmesan and then just the mild.
You know, I keep reading about those garlic parms. They're a must buy, whatever your combo is. So I'm going to get those, I think.
And you got wings, you got football, you got baseball.
I'm all set.
You got it all.
Now, what have you got tonight? Because I've got a way that, tell me who you like in the first game tonight, first of all. Because it's 4:30, Boston College is depends where you shop, 5.5, 6, somewhere around there, point favorite, over Wake Forest. You told me earlier in the week, I think it was Wake Forest Notre Dame we were talking about. We were talking about Notre Dame. I thought that, you know, if they get by Stanford, yada, yada, yada. You said, well, not so fast because this Wake Forest team is better than, you know, Wake Forest normally is in football. So I assume you're taking the points.
I'm grabbing the points. I've jumped on board. They had a suspension in week number one of their quarterback. He is back. He is ready to roll. This is a team that can put up points. My one concerning element is weather. And I haven't looked to see if the rain's going to be starting yet. So that does concern me a little bit. But, I mean, if it does turn into a downpour and you're getting nearly a touchdown, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Feel pretty good about that. Boston College is good, too. You're looking kind of that next tier of team in the ACC.
Right.
Somebody that could pull an upset. This summer I brought up Georgia Tech to you. Maybe it's one of these two teams. So a couple of teams to keep a closer eye on. 4:30 football game.
That's wonderful. I'll
have it on in the studio. I'll make the day go even better, and especially...
You're spending your afternoon with Brinson. Do I have to remind you?
Well, he's off today.
Oh, he is? Imagine that. It ends in a Y after all.
Right.
So here's an idea, Trent Condon. If you like Wake Forest and the number, let's say it's 6, would you tease it to the Ravens tonight and take 13?
13. So
with Wake Forest, a 7-point teaser. Wake Forest, you get 13. Baltimore, I think, is they're a 1-point favorite now. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
So they would become a 6. So you get 6 with the Ravens, you get 13 with Wake Forest. That sounds like money in the bank to me.
It's pretty intriguing. With two teams, 7-point teaser, though, you're looking at what, -130 for those?
That doesn't matter if you're cashing.
Well, right. It's just free money, right?
Seems like it.
I like where you're going here. 6 points is a ton.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
For Baltimore. Here's the problem. I venged, I think it was last season, maybe it was in the year before. I was never going to put Joe Flacco and the Ravens in a teaser.
And he's not good in prime time.
Boy, I've been burned by him many times and playing around with those primetime games. All right, I'll take the over, the Underwood side I like, tease it this way, take the Ravens. And it has not been pretty throughout the years. That's my stay away. And this would probably be a 2-unit play on Wake Forest. Weather kept it at a 1-unit play.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Flacco's keeping me away. But tomorrow when we reconvene at noon, you can laugh at me that I didn't take your advice. As the Ravens and the Bengals will be a field goal game.
Well, it might be. You know what worries me about this Baltimore pick tonight? Because I've had an opinion all week long. Because I think Baltimore is way better than we thought. And I know it was the Bills, and I know they stink, and they're god-awful.
Yes.
But I think Baltimore is going to win the North. I think ultimately they'll end up winning the AFC North. Maybe Steelers-Ravens, as we said earlier this week, will It won't be back to what it was when Ray Lewis was manning the center of the defense. But we may have some meaningful games between those two clubs coming up. But everybody's on the Ravens, Trent.
Yes.
And when everybody's going one way, what do?
You go the other.
Right? And that's what scares me. I haven't seen anybody picking Cincinnati in this football game. So we will put out Baltimore with a great deal of trepidation. Because everybody loves Baltimore.
78% of the tickets on the Ravens, 74% of the cash. Mm. Yeah, yet the money, the lines kind of going the other way. I'll be on Cincinnati tonight.
Yeah, I figured you would be.
I'll be on Cincinnati tonight.
So will you tease it with Wake Forest or just straight up?
Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up on each of them, and I'll play around with a little baseball, a couple small plays on that, and hopefully turn a profit by the end of it. Speaking of baseball, so the Cubs got this one gamer.
Yep.
Weird.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Bad feeling after last night. Good feeling. I mean, you go there for a game, then you're coming back home. You got Rizzo on the plane wearing his full uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get too close to him, especially after the game, if he's going to wear that bad boy home again tonight. look, this Brewers team, as we said to begin the show, Trent, they're not going anywhere.
Nope.
Not going anywhere. This hater is unbelievable, isn't he?
Yes.
My God.
Three more strikeouts last night.
It's a huge game for the Cubs. I don't know. I don't have a
I don't either. That's why I wanted to get your perspective, just because I don't have a feel right now.
Yeah.
It's a little concerning.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
What is today, the 13th?
And they're one game up. Now they got the best record in the league, and I know you're getting all the spin doctors out there that are still, well, 3 years ago if you would have said this and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But again, this is the team that's built to keep winning, and they're being pushed and will be pushed right to the bitter end by this Brewers team, in my opinion. Either way, I really don't know. We are you and Jimmy B, real quick.
Seth Gruen is going to be stopping
by. Are you
by.
And by yourself,
yes,
real
yes,
quick?
It'll be a baseball talk with him, a little Big Ten as well. Zubin Mehente will be here from ESPN. Ken Silverstein late in the show in the 5 o'clock hours. We take you home from 4 until 6.
All right, we're back tomorrow at noon, a football Friday. The whole gang will be here. Kaker, Dylan, Paul Allen, Dave Sinekin, and more. Trent and I, until then, appreciate you being here with us. If you miss any portion of the show, you can listen to the podcast, KenMillerShow.com. Click the podcast link. This is the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you. 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rush Niggin with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rush Niggin can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rush Niggin.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA. Urbandale.
Cap is back. Flag Guy here. We're proud to sponsor the foremost expert on all things Chicago, Dave Kaplan, weekly here on the Ken Miller Show. While Cap has the behind the scenes on your favorite Chicago sports team, we have the flags, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, Sox, Cubs. We've got them all. Northwestern too. I guess they kind of count. Check out our Chicago flags and a whole lot more online at heartlandflags.com. And peep the retail store too. 3719 Southwest 9th, Des Moines.
I'm so happy. Football's back. Fire up the grill and crack open a cold one, because it's time to celebrate with an Approved by Joe tailgate. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. This month, bring me your old car and score the nicer, newer ride you've been fantasizing about for just $10 down. Sack your old car and start driving a nicer, newer car of your dreams. Has the ref thrown a flag on your past credit problems? My one and only For the People credit approval process is the game changer you've been waiting for. We huddle up with the banks and lenders and call the audibles to get you approved and back in the game. Guaranteed. Stop driving a car you hate and punt it, and drive home a nicer, newer car today for just $10 down. I'm throwing a Hail Mary to make my month, and I need your help. Trade in your old car and drive for just $10 down. This is for a limited time, so get in here and score before the clock runs out. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com, ApprovedByJoe.com, www.ApprovedByJoe.com.
Subject to approval, some minimum requirements.
Hi, this is Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. My players know that I believe determination and strong will can lead to endless possibilities. For years, Iowa farmers have believed that also. The Iowa Hawkeyes are proud to celebrate Iowa farm families and healthy food choices they bring to our tables. Farmers are the backbone of this country. That's why our players are proud to wear the ANF logo on their helmets. It serves as a reminder to all of us that America needs farmers. With less than 5% of Iowans making a living off the land, farmers' dedication to bringing us food and energy has never been more important. Join the Hawkeyes and Iowa Farm Bureau as we celebrate America's farmers during ANF Game Day on September 22nd. You could win the ultimate ANF fan package, 4 reserve seats, sideline access, and an autographed football. To register, visit AmericaNeedsFarmers.org.
Sponsored by the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors...